Nearly a year after Premier Banyaza Lesufi instituted an investigation into the 41 abandoned government buildings and the contracts of the 11 leased buildings, the residents of Gauteng still do not know how much they are paying for the security to safeguard this building. Some of the buildings are in the Johannesburg Central Business District. This is after the Democratic Alliance in Gauteng exposed last year that the provincial government is spending 34 million to rent buildings to house government department. Instead of spending this money on renting buildings, the provincial government could start fixing one abandoned building at a time. This will go a long way in inspiring investors' confidence and revitalizing the Johannesburg CBD. This will also free up additional funds to improve service delivery in the province. The DA Gauteng recently tabled questions in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature to the MEC of Infrastructure, Ntate Jacob Mamabolo, to determine how much money has been spent on abandoned government buildings. MEC Mamabolo once again refused to answer any of our questions regarding the cost associated with leasing buildings and hiring security companies to guard the abandoned buildings, hiding behind the fact that the Premier is investigating the matter. If Premier Banyaza Lesufi and his government are committed to responsibly spending the taxpayers' money, they would not hide behind an ongoing investigation into how much money is currently being spent on government-owned buildings that are not currently being used. The DA in Gauteng will continue to ask MEC Mamabolo questions regarding the cost associated with the 41 abandoned buildings and the 11 leased buildings in the Johannesburg CBD. A DA-led provincial government will have prioritized fixing the abandoned buildings in the Johannesburg CBD to cut down the cost of leasing buildings for the various departments. Furthermore, we would ensure that all government-owned buildings comply with the occupational health and safety regulations.